This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office issued a press release today to honor Sheriff's Deputy Greg Bickle, who officially retired today after 24 years with the office. Bickle was working for County Aviation when he joined the Reserve Deputies Program in 1992, and he was later assigned to the county jail as a corrections deputy. Bickle then attended the College of the Redwoods Police Academy, and he became one of the first deputies assigned to the McKinleyville Station. Bickle remains one of the founding pilots of the Sheriff's Air Auxiliary, which conducts search and rescue operations as well. There were 34 traffic fatalities in Humboldt County this year, a number up sharply from the past 2 years, when there were 27 in 2016 and 22 in 2015, and three more than the deadly year of 2012, when 31 people lost their lives in traffic collisions on local roadways. Beginning tonight and running through midnight on Monday, the CHP and local law enforcement will focus on traffic safety over the holiday weekend in an effort to remove dangerous and impaired drivers from the roadways. Last year, during the Christmas and New Year's holiday, law enforcement officers arrested 14 drivers on suspicion of DUI, and this past weekend over the Christmas holiday, 9 drivers were arrested for DUI. Officers will also focus on cell phone use and other distracted driving, as well as for impaired drivers. Two Crescent City men and a Smith River woman are in custody at the Curry County Jail in Oregon after they were found inside a stolen car in the Fred Meyer parking lot in Brookings yesterday. 29-year-old Cassandra Rhodes of Smith River and two Crescent City men, 25-year-old Justin Sager and 39-year-old Robert Sinat, were all arrested by Brookings police after officers responded to a call that there were three unresponsive people inside the vehicle. When police arrived, they determined that the trio were safe, but the car they were in was determined to have been stolen out of Crescent City. A search of the car turned up drugs and paraphernalia, along with stolen goods. All three were booked into Curry County Jail. Four protesters climbed atop the Trinidad Memorial Lighthouse yesterday in an effort to prevent a project to move the structure to a nearby property owned by the Trinidad Civic Club. The protesters claim the move would endanger sacred native grounds. The City of Trinidad and the Trinidad Rancheria both support the project, which will see the lighthouse moved from unstable ground to a more stable site sometime next week. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office released a surveillance photo of a person wanted in connection with a burglary at a downtown Redway business at just before midnight yesterday. The suspect forced their way inside the restaurant and caused damage while they did so, and then stole food and about $100 in change. The suspect has what appears to be a henna tattoo on their hand. They remain at large. The Fortuna Police Department has asked residents and visitors alike to be more aware about vehicle security. The Fortuna Police Department posted to its Facebook page yesterday that officers have responded to 36 vehicle burglaries and thefts over the past month. Fortuna Police want residents to lock their cars and secure their valuables to reduce the number of crimes of opportunity in the city. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.